I pledge allegiance
To
to
the
the
flag
flag
of
of
the
the United
United
States of
States of
America,
America and
to
to
the
the
republic
republic for
which
which it
stands,
stands,
a
one
nation
nation, under
under
God, indivisible, with
God,
liberty and justice for all.
Cheryl, can we get a roll call, please?
Arlen?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Here.
Carla?
Here.
Rita?
Here.
Rayette?
Here.
Carlene?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Any others in attendance?
I can list off everyone online. It's
Thank
myself,
you.
Cheryl. We have Kurt Hagedorge. We have
Yes.
KSDP, David Ravenscroft, and David Nielsen. And I believe that's everybody.
Okay, thank you. Was anybody missed that's online? Okay. Approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second. This is Hillary.
Roll call, please.
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. are there any co public comments on agenda items? Okay, hearing none. Personnel FY25 teacher contracts. It's like in your packet, we have listed FY25 teacher contracts. Karen's Ravencroft, Akitan, Jean Barber, Joshua Blodgett, Jacqueline De La Cruz, Elizabeth Gard, I don't know, can't pronounce her name. Michelle Mack, Lynette Mack, Fannie Jo Newton, Joy Smith, Holly Stiles, King Cove, Danielle Carlson, Amy Eubank, Jennifer Eubank, Doug Gobin, Ashley Johnson, Colton Mack, Karen McMillan, Karen Walls, and Andrea Whitson, Sandpoint. Is there a motion to approve the recommended teacher contracts?
This is Brenda. I'll make that motion to approve the personnel as presented.
This is Carlene. I second.
roll call, please.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, next on the agenda is the update on interviews, Mr. Franklin.
Thank you, Madam President, board members, community. I'm currently speaking to you from Juneau. Just so you know, I'm here at the legislative fly-in. And it's just confirming what we already know, which is that we're in a pretty scary financial situation. And we have a small number of qualified teachers from whom to choose. And so one reason why I really appreciate you having this special meeting quickly is that we are in a little bit of a time crunch here, I think, to put our a good staff together for next year. So the staff you just approved, I appreciate that, are all rehiring offering contracts for tenured teachers and for essential teachers in essential positions. So by essential, I mean, you know, positions that we're required to have or that fit buckets within your strategic plan. That said, we're still going to need to, there's still some really critical areas in which we still need to hire, for which we still need to hire. We're interviewing for King Cove principal this year. I know we haven't gotten to resignations yet, so talk about that in a minute, but and interviewing for teaching positions. It has been past practice that, so one reason we wanted to get contracts out early is, as you know, there's a 30-day period where teachers have to sign the contracts. And so by getting them out early now, that gives us time in the next 30 days, and then we'll know for sure which teachers are choosing to come back and aren't. So that gives us more time to hire additional personnel if needed. So thank you for doing this meeting quickly. The past practice in Aleutians East has been that the superintendent can find qualified candidates and offer them offer of employment and send that person a contract, and then that contract would be approved at the next board meeting. So I just wanted to make it clear to the board and get any feedback that if it's okay that we continue that practice so that when I find qualified people, I can go ahead and offer them contracts. In board policy, it says that we need board approval first. So I just wanted to make sure that that past practice is okay. As an example, I was interviewing some new candidates for the third, fourth grade position that we'll have open in Sandpoint next year. Both of them, before I was able to schedule an interview, were signed with other districts. That was this week. We have a couple more candidates coming up, fortunately. Another example is we had, out of the pool of about 8 candidates that I was looking at who were qualified for the King Cove principal position, narrowed it down to 3 that were highly qualified. I was really excited about, and one already has told me that he has accepted another position and so won't be at the interview this week. So I just want to be clear that there is we're not going to rush into a decision this important, but if the board approves of it, we'll continue past practice where I'd be able to offer a contract to someone before a board meeting. So that's not an action item, but if there's comments, I'd be happy to hear those.
Does anybody have any questions or comments on this?
Okay, in that case,
hearing none, I would assume that everybody is comfortable with you offering contracts.
And of course, I will communicate with the board as much as possible. And of course, I will, offer you the opportunity to give feedback during the process.
And I did see in our email that you were inviting anybody who was interested in attending. Was it attending some of these interviews as well? So, right?
Some of them. For example, an administrative position, like a principal position, I think it's really important that we have board members, community members, if possible, in addition to staff. So not for all the interviews, but some of those key positions for sure.
Okay. So you guys can reach out to Mr. Franklin if you are interested in attending maybe the principal interviews.
How many do you foresee us looking for?
How many positions?
Yes, teacher-wise.
Currently, I know of 3 that we're looking for.
Okay.
And then there could be more, once we offer these contracts, if some are not returned to a sign, there'll be more.
Okay. Well, not all of our teachers are on the rehire, so.
Right. So the ones on the rehire are tenured teachers.
Yeah, okay.
And teachers in essential positions. And so some of the, we are reduced. You know, budget reasons. And then also there's some non-tenured positions that we may reopen.
Okay, thank you. There's no other questions. Resignations is up next, and it looks like we have three resignations. Paul Barker, principal at King Cove. Isaiah Velarde, Accutan, and Eric Lancaster, King Cove. Is there a motion to accept the resignations?
This is Hillary. I'll make the motion.
This is Carla. I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Brenda?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carleen?
Yes.
Carlin?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Is there a motion for adjournment?
I move to adjourn.
This is Carly, and I second.
Roll call.
Carlin?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carleen?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good day.